Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
These days, fashion trends come and go with the seasons, but at least one fad, the beaver hat, remained popular with wealthy Europeans for a couple of centuries, from 1650 to 1850. The fashion craze led to overhunting and the near extinction of Europe's beaver population. But the animal was plentiful in North America, and European companies saw an opportunity to do business overseas. They created a fur trade economy throughout North America. Over the years, fur posts shipped millions of beaver pelts to Europe. In Minnesota, the fur companies became very rich, and the booming trade became the basis for continued settlement of the area for generations. The fur trade also had a major and mixed impact on American Indians, who hunted the beavers, then traded the pelts to fur companies in exchange for fabrics, axes, guns, and knives, but also for alcohol, which had a detrimental effect on Indian populations. Historian Patrick Schifferdecker says the Ojibwe generally saw the fur trade as beneficial.
Ojibwe people and native peoples in general helped sustain the fur trade, and it really wouldn't have happened had they not been willing partners.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.